This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
So Pete was six, he's so flexible because he can reach his entire back and doesn't need a back scratch.
Right. No back scratch fever for Pete with time, eh?
No back scratch fever.
No nudge.
No nudge.
No nudge. No nudge.
I don't know. I'd go hunting with that guy.
You went hunting with nudge?
I would.
Oh. Like a Make-A-Wish type deal?
Free Talk Live.
It is.
Why is he not feeling well? Peakless Mountaineer. What? You pointed at me. You said it is. It's the top of the hour. We got new listeners.
What are you
Would
supposed
you
to say?
Figure out what we're up to, please?
When I point at you, what's the word?
Abiogenesis.
Abnormal? What? This is Free Talk Live.
Peakless Mountaineer. Richie Rich.
Tonight we are all Peakless Mountaineer. 603-283-6160.
This is what happens when the break is too long.
The breaks are the same every time. Well, I mean, not every, but like, you know, you guys have been doing this long enough.
Yeah.
That we know. Let's do the Free Talk Live thing, and let's go to, we've got Sam in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the fact that it seems like the Ukrainian conflict is a big information and economic warfare game from the U.S. and the Russians. That's what it seems like to me at this point.
What gives you that idea?
The way that they're being sanctioned and the way that the media is treating Putin and everything, and
for example,
listening to Ian talk about news from RT versus news from the United States.
It's definitely different.
Yeah,
I definitely use RT as a source just to get that perspective.
It's interesting. When I first sort of started watching news from non-U.S. outlets. This is some time ago. So the ones that I first went to, RT, of course, Al Jazeera, BBC even.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember, there was maybe an Australian one or something like that. So
Sky News?
Sky News, yeah, I think was one. And so it was really interesting to me because you suddenly get a different perspective on the same story.
That's why they hate us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, but you do. You get a, instead of listening to a lot of people get into this trap, right? The people who watch just Fox or just CNN, and they'll call into the show and they'll have the Fox opinion or the CNN opinion. And it's like, can you expand your palate a little bit? Can you at least cross-reference it with several other news sources? Right?
Actually, Fox has become really popular on the left these days. Yeah, no, I saw, it's wild, but I saw an article about, Hannity and Tucker Carlson are, like, the most popular programs among people who vote Democrat now.
Because but I heard about Tucker Carlson, that's because they're so mad that they're claiming he's a Russian agent, and so that's why they're watching him, I would guess.
Yeah, that was my question, like, why are they watching it?
I don't know, I honestly think Tucker Carlson's the only good program on any of the corporate media, so
okay.
I don't think there's any good programs on the corporate media, but, you know, the opinion's different.
I don't know. Every now and again, he actually says something true. Now,
just parse it out.
None of the others do.
Hey, blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while.
That's true.
Right?
So yeah. We're making fun, but I don't watch Fox News, but I will occasionally get the advertisement, you know, the promoted Tucker Carlson video on YouTube, and I will click it. And, like, it's a polished presentation. I will say that much. There's facts and opinions, and if you can parse it out, like Alex Jones, I used to listen to Alex Jones, and what I would tell people is you have to know the difference between the facts of what he's presenting and then where he goes off the rails in the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can do that
with Alex Jones. I would almost go to the point of saying that you almost have to figure out when he's screaming passionately in an opinion piece versus when he's
screaming comedically.
Interviewing with somebody where there actually will be some grains of truth coming from the person he's interviewing.
And it's important to siphon that out. on Alex Jones and on Fox News or CNN and Tucker Carlson.
Right. Yeah. There Jones is definitely an alarmist. Like it is always the end of the world on every single
World War III is upon us right now.
The Tricons. But that being said, like the information's actually decent. Now, as far as like Ukraine, as far as I can figure out with the nonsense that they're telling us and the economic stuff, this whole thing honestly seems orchestrated to me to move all of the economic power from America to China and to slightly decrease the economic power of Europe, but not too bad.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so
there's a theory that Putin's in on it. Like, he's just playing the role of bad guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, he was trained by the World Economic Forum.
That's
so, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, a lot of this is they put on a good show for our benefit. You know, the Democrats and the Republicans sure do in this country. And I don't see why it would be any different between, like, you know, Biden and Putin. They put on a nice show of being enemies, but really, like, it when it comes down to do they get to keep their power, they are always willing to work together against us.
So what you're saying is that the folks who go to work for, like, the WWE wrestling, right, that kind of thing, like, when they get really good at their jobs, they get promoted into, like, international affairs?
It's pretty similar, except, like, politics. So if you are corrupt and a good actor, then you go from just being a state politician to being a national politician.
Explain Joe Biden, because, I mean, sure, he's corrupt, but he's a very poor actor.
Well, so, number one, he is there for, well, number one, he's there because they can somewhat control him. I mean, he's falling apart, but he's absolutely not going to go against
the agenda. He is discombobulated.
Yeah, yeah. Every now and again,
he'll... Do you think he has dementia?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, with several other ailments as well.
But yeah, so he's falling apart, but you know he's not going to give the game away, and he's not going to do, you know, random crazy thing other than, like, you know, just distract people.
He gives the game away quite a bit when they leave a hot mic on, and he actually says what he's thinking instead of what's on the screen in front of him.
That's true.
Yeah, but he's not going to, like, end wars or something, because that would really ruin it.
Sam, anything else?
Just the thought of, like Pequot Mountaineer, you're saying you almost think that this is like a planned thing to get
rid
of the United States dollar?
Not almost. This is part of the plan that they've been doing to create the central bank digital currency throughout the entire world. And, I mean, if you want to look into the particulars of it, so the American businessmen have been setting up the research and development projects in China for no good reason the last 30, 40 years at this point.
That was another thing that came up, was all the coordinated effort of all the U.S. companies pulling out of Russia at the exact same time.
Right, exactly. Like, this is all coordinated, and it's all a big distraction. So, I mean, they do not want us to go, hey, wait a second, what about the COVID tyranny that we just suddenly got out of and now have all the information about what nonsense it was? They do not want us to have that conversation, and they're willing to risk World War III to do so.
I get the World War III part of it, but... It's Russia and Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, mm-hmm. if everyone else just stayed the hell out of it, it was...
And if frogs had wings, they wouldn't bump
it. It would be a local war. It would just be Russia versus Ukraine.
Yeah, no.
And let them sort it. It doesn't have to get to be World War III. Everyone else can just sit back and, like, have a
puppet. Yeah, Ukraine is a puppet government of the United States and has been since 2014.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is a proxy war between the United States and Russia. And has been since the very beginning.
Is this almost like Vietnam, in your opinion?
Say again?
This is almost like a Vietnam, in your opinion?
Somewhat. In that it's definitely a proxy war. It's definitely something of a quagmire. And it's definitely causing complete economic devastation.
Well, covering up the complete economic devastation that was coming anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, now they have something to point to. Here's why you can't afford a sandwich. It's all Putin's fault.
Hey, Sam, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here in the studio. If you would like to join us, your thoughts and calls are welcome. We've got more calls to get to. Plus, we still have to talk about a big jerk. All coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Octopodes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Those are just Sam Critter's friend of mine when I was in Panama City, Florida. He thought that he had gotten the crabs, and it turns out it was mites, sand mites. Him and his lady had been on the beach.
Might have gotten the crabs.
Well, he had a little itching in the area. You know what
crab
I mean?
Had gotten the mites.
And so he goes to the doc, and he's like, "Doc, I think I might have the crabs." And the doc, looks and does a thing, and he's like, "Well, no, those actually aren't they're not the venereal disease. The crabs, they were mites from the white sands there in Panama City, Florida, Panhandle, Florida, also known as Southern Alabama."
So you can get both from sex on the beach. Not the drink.
The thing is that, they just went to the beach. They didn't actually do anything on the beach. They were, sort of nudists, I guess, so they were naked. He owned beachfront property, so it's not like there were neighbors around or anything.
And now listeners have an excuse for when they actually get the crabs.
And they're like, "Oh, my baby."
No, it's just Mike. I was at the beach.
I was at the beach. Sorry, baby. Yes, this is not relationship advice here, or is it?
It could be. Do you need a license to give out relationship advice?
I am not a licensed relationship expert, however, you can use these suggestions if you, as an individual, deem them necessary. Here on Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
I pointed at you, you were supposed to say the other thing.
No, never again.
I refuse.
Never
I should never
again.
Say abiogenesis.
You refuse to say the thing that you can't say.
That's why he points at you.
I can say it. I just want you to say it again.
Clearly not.
That'll be a callback for a future show when you just point and it just comes out.
Abiogenesis.
Ah! Son of a.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah in New Mexico calling. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, so I went to this church today. It's called the Legacy Christian Church.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the part of preaching has been pushing the oil company industry. Like it's a good form of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very it's very
the
obvious
is pushing
that
an oil company.
Yeah, what do you mean, specifically?
Well, the oil industry. Well, in other words, there's a lot of people that complain about the air pollution and using less the alternative, energy. But the pastor said that oil company is a really good form, and so how could that be? Well, the thing was, I never knew that Bible had any kind of opinion about oil industry versus the clean energy.
I'm pretty sure
energy.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
unless you take a really really liberal interpretation of rejoice about the oil. Like, there is, weirdly enough, one, but they're talking about, oil, like olive oil.
Yeah, whale oil, stuff they use for lamps. There was no petroleum oil.
The ambergris.
But what I also found out about this church is very Republican saturated. They even have speakers that are anti-socialist.
Republican church.
So you felt right at home then, Sarah, huh?
No, the whole thing is I'm completely astonished because this church was on the news about defying the mask order. We had a statewide mask mandate order, and they were being fined $500 a day.
Nice.
For saying that we're not going to wear it. And,
is this? This is awesome. I didn't know there were conservative mask wearing or mask refusing churches.
We covered a couple of them here on Free Talk Live.
Like, I know there was
the
one Canadian preacher, but.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, this is Legacy on Central Boulevard. So I said I gotta have to go to this church, and I gotta have to visit this church because this is just unbelievable how they are. So I guess they wanna worship in freedom. That's what they're complaining about. That we wanna join the church service without any restriction, and Jesus is gonna save it from COVID virus. And then when I went there, it turned out
to be there.
But when I went in, they were pushing the oil industry. They were bad mouthing our Democratic governor, how she's a Satan.
So they were pushing politics in church, which happens frequently in churches. I have a completely unrelated question. Did you take communion while you were there?
No. I was trying to figure out. I went there to kind of network market, give out our business card. That was my little covert operation.
So you weren't even there for religious purposes. You were there for business purposes. But
the priest is there too.
But your complaint is that the priest was giving his opinions on political stuff.
Right, and then taking stance on energy. Right, I mean, and it's got nothing to do with the Bible. Jesus never says I prefer petroleum oil versus the wind energy.
How do you know he never said that?
But it never said nothing.
But that was in the early years.
I mean? it's just unbelievable how, and then there was a lot of people that were there. And this is
a
democratic state.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but you have to pay for your coffee. It wasn't because they had free donuts.
How many business cards did you end up giving out?
I think we gave up about maybe 10 or 12.
Is this what you do, though? Like, every week you choose a different church and go there and hand out business cards?
Not really. I went to this one because I had to find out, because they were on the news. I had to figure out this legacy. Like, this is a church that's obnoxious. You know, they teach selfishness over the concerns of other people, of vulnerable people. Okay, because you know what? As a Christian, you're supposed to think about people that are children, elderly people that have diabetes, heart condition, lung conditions.
I don't remember.
You know, we're wearing the mask to protect those people, not about what you want to do
COVID.
Since
you bring it up, the difference between dust and human beings, according to the Bible, is breath.
Like halitosis?
No. Like the very beginning.
Yeah,
God forms man out of the dust of the earth and then breathes life into him. So the thing that makes you a human being as opposed to being dust is breath. So if you want to make sure that nothing gets between you and breath, that does make a certain amount of biblical sense.
Well, my question about the communion, though, was related to, do they serve wine or is it grape juice? I always want to know these things.
Good question.
Yeah, they fight over that too. But they were ragging all the same sex marriage that women that want to be men, all the whatever the Democrats were doing, they were hammering it during the lecture. You know, we don't believe in women marrying each other. You know, we're Christians because.
Hey, sir, I just have to say, go to a different church, and thanks for the call.
Or head to a commune like you've been offered where there aren't any churches.
So, Rich, you looked at me weird. It's like, why do you want to know if grape juice or wine? Sometimes a guy can't go bar hopping, so he's got to go church hopping.
Okay.
Right? And you want to know which churches are using the wine.
I want the real blood of Christ.
For the most effective
not
church hopping.
The blood of Christ.
Okay.
The only blood that gets you hammered.
603-283-6160. Have you ever gone church hopping for the wine? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost on a daily basis, people in Ukraine are asking for help. From the highest levels of the Ukrainian government to the leaders of the local towns, there have been desperate calls for more support to fight the Russian invasion.
We need the weapons. We need support with the weapons because weapons question is the main priority right now for Ukrainian soldier, for our army. We're ready to fight.
Vitaly Klitschko is the mayor of Kyiv. He spoke on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. On Saturday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said he needs more planes and air defense missiles. He said these are things that our partners have that are just sitting there collecting dust. You're listening to USA Radio News. Just as communities across the central U.S. were starting to feel like spring, another dose of winter is expected to come midweek. The warm weather that began across much of the Rockies is expected to spill over into Monday, and temperatures on Monday could be near record levels. But on Tuesday, forecasters say winter weather will happen across the center of the country. The same storm is anticipated to bring rain to portions of California. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Foreign Minister Yair Lapid of Israel and leaders from four Arab countries in Jerusalem to kick off a trip intended to revive Iran nuclear deal negotiations. Talks to finalize the nuclear agreement were paused in recent weeks amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but U.S. officials have warned that Iran is just weeks away from being able to produce enough material needed to make a nuclear bomb. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live.
And that's why Fireball is the best whiskey ever.
603-283-6160. I did used to attend church. I had to as a child. My parental units were, you know, it was mandatory.
If they serve Fireball at communion, I'd be there every Sunday.
And there was this hymn. The hymn was, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together, right? This kind of thing. Me and my brother, of course, we changed that. Early parody days for Captain Kickass, right? We changed lyrics to hymns, and this one became, I am a jerk, you are a jerk, we are the jerks together. And we were laughing so hard, people around us kind of heard what we were saying. They were laughing. It was fun to see, like, people trying to not crack up, tears running, you know, down a cheek or whatever, because we're calling them jerks during the hymn. It was great. I enjoyed it so much.
You should talk to Aria about doing that for communion, though.
For the satanic church?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hymns?
No.
Fireball.
Fire. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't think it was the blood of Christ, but maybe something else.
Okay, now, in this case, that is an appropriate whiskey. probably the best selection for that venue.
Blood of Satan.
Fireball,
blood
right?
of Satan.
Yeah. That's Fireball. It's accurate.
What would you serve to go with it, then? What would be the body?
Devil's sweet cake?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well done.
A little much.
Well done.
Devil's egg and a shot of Fireball?
Deviled
Ooh.
Egg.
Ooh. That is the best way to do any kind of hard-boiled egg.
For those of you wondering what the heck you're listening to, the show is called Free Talk Live.
It's the Meekless Mountaineer Show.
No, the Meekless Pountaineer Show.
It's the what?
There's no meekness
at all. The Meekless Pountaineer Show.
Wrong word.
Well, you asked the question.
No, I did.
Octopodes. I know what the point means.
What does it mean?
What?
Is that going to say it?
What?
Okay, never mind. The people in the studio are Richie Rich, Peakless Mountaineer, and the Reverend Captain Kickass, not necessarily in that order. I want to talk about an equal opportunity jerk.
Loved it.
Or at least the equal opportunity jerk defense.
I love this. This is like, this personally hits home to me.
This from the Association for Psychological Science, or APS, if you will. The headline reads, "The Equal Opportunity Jerk Defense. Rudeness can obfuscate gender bias."
I'm mean to everybody.
Okay.
But are you mean in the same way?
Yes. Generally. Equal opportunity.
Summary. If a guy acts like a jerk to other men, he may seem less sexist than he actually is, according to a new research in the journal Psychological Science. Again, I'm combobulated. If you're an equal opportunity jerk, does that mean you can't also be sexist? No.
No. It just covers it up.
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
New research shows that many people think so.
Oh.
And consider men to be gender blind when they're rude, condescending, and berating to women and men equally. So, let me get this straight. If I'm a jerk to everybody, I am or am not sexist?
You could be sexist.
I could be even if I'm not being a jerk.
You could be.
So,
but if you're a jerk to women and not a jerk to men, you are more likely to be labeled as sexist than if you are a jerk to everyone equally.
What if you're a jerk to men but not women?
You're still sexist, but, you know, it's reverse sexism, which isn't a thing if you're male and white.
So it's like opening doors for women?
Totally.
So by not being a jerk to women, you're saying you couldn't handle it if I was a jerk to you.
But if you only open doors for men...
Which the weird thing is, men actually do.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I hold doors open for like everybody.
Right.
Like literally. Like if
you're approaching the door and I'm coming out of the door, I will hold the door open for you regardless of gender.
Right. But I mean, I also won't do it unless I see that like, oh, there's a need for it. Like they got their arms full of stuff. You know, something along those lines, or they're trying to, you know, wrangle their kids.
Okay.
You know, like cattle or whatever, and I'll just be like, I'll open the door and let them get out so that I can walk in peacefully without bumping into, you know, little bastards.
Also depends on which side of the door you're on and how it opens.
That's true.
You don't want to push through a door.
Right.
Right, that's going to, you know, obstruct someone else coming out of the
door. You don't want to squash anybody.
Right.
What if it's hilarious?
I mean, for the lulls, we'll do anything.
It's so evidenced here by the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Like I said earlier, I have a price.
If you're an operative, we already covered that. To highlight the common view that men aren't deemed sexist when they're rude to both men and women, researchers asked subjects to share their perceptions of tweets from former President Donald Trump. Oh, God. Lambasting men and women, fictitious stories of managers' treatment of male and female employees, and surveys of sexist behavior. Okay. According to the study, being a jerk to men creates an illusion of impartiality, giving sexist perpetrators plausible deniability. This can lead to people falsely concluding that gender bias doesn't underlie rude behavior, making them less likely to recognize sexism. We found that a man does not seem sexist if he treats everyone, both men and women, poorly.
See?
Hmm. Right. I mean, you're treating them equally in that
equally
respect.
Poorly.
Sure. But is the same not true for treating them equally nicely?
Probably.
Well,
but
I would have to say that part of growing up, like in specifically male-on-male culture, was that you rib on your friends. And in fact, if you stop, like, being mean to somebody, you're probably upset with them.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many hours I used to spend underage drinking with my buddies and just ripping on each other. That was like the whole, it was literally a game to see who could get the best rip on everybody. And if you did, you know, everybody sort of died laughing about it anyway. And what? You just had to take it. And if you didn't like it, well, it was up to you to come up with your own rip.
Yep. Right.
You know?
Except that always happens like 3 hours later as I'm crying in my room alone. I had the best comeback.
So one guy stood out amongst the rippers, if you will, as sort of like the top dog. He, you know, more often
the
than
alpha
not,
ripper.
The alpha ripper. He more often than not came up with some great rips, right? Just out of nowhere. And so he went on to join a punk band, right? And the punk band was called, let me see if I remember this right, Rip Snorter, right? And so he joins the band, and they get their first gig, and they get an advertisement in the local music rag, right? And the advertisement, they misprinted the name, and I saw it, and I was like, hey, man, check it out. They changed the name of the band just for you. And they changed the band. The mistype was Rip Snorter. It wasn't that. It was Rip Master.
Nice.
So the alpha ripper guy you know, ended up in a band mislabeled Rip Master, which I thought was hilarious.
The Master Rippers. Yeah.
So the article continues. This is Peter Bellamy, who said the previous quote. He's an associate professor of leadership and organizational behavior at the University of Virginia Darden School of Business.
So no one important.
I mean, that dude's got almost as many titles as I do.
And he doesn't run around collecting them.
He's not on the radio. The lead author of the study. This is problematic because sexism and rudeness are not mutually exclusive. Men who are sexist can be, and often are, rude toward other men. The research shows that gender blindness can be exploited to refute accusations of sexism, he added. For example, perpetrators may highlight instances in which they've been rude to men as evidence that they aren't sexist.
I'm trying to figure out what they're advocating here.
Yeah,
like, should we stop really being rude to men and be rude to women because we're so sure they can take it, whereas men are fragile?
I mean, despite my gruff exterior, I present as pretty nice most of the time.
Are they advocating anything, or are they just, like, presenting research?
I mean, assuming that one doesn't want to be seen as sexist, what are you supposed to do?
Be nice to everybody.
603-283.
What is that? Is that not obvious?
6160. If you're sexist, give us a call. We want to hear from you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology that offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That is a wholly poor reason to boycott one of the greatest cartoons ever.
I am committed to the boycott.
Obviously,
what
you are.
What did Seth Park ever do to you? I told you.
I mean, entertain you?
I already admitted they did nothing. I already admitted that it was a misunderstanding.
Now that I've decided to do something,
you found out that it was stupid. I'm going to keep doing that stupid
thing. I'm 23 years behind. I don't want to reinvest all that time. Jesus.
It's a half hour, 20 minutes at a time without commercials.
Well, for 23 years.
Well, plus you can figure out which ones are the hit versus the miss episodes. But it is kind of a hit.
No, because I'd watch them all from
season two. Yeah, they're all pretty good. The latest season was only 6 episodes, so. Okay. Like, it's not that.
There's
long.
Your problem right there. Season one was only
problem.
6 episodes.
Well, it was your problem.
Produce more content, people.
23 content. 603-283-6160. I don't know why we're talking about something.
There is no forgiveness in Richie's heart.
Richie went on a rant during the break, and we let it bleed over into the actual show, and so now we have to. Cheers.
I've got the South Park game for the N64.
Okay.
Whatever.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Pickles from here.
And Richie Rich.
You guys are confused now when I play
it. I almost said the word.
Pavlov's Peakless button here.
Yeah. Never right. Pointed him again.
How rude. Are you sexist? We've been talking about that. From this article from psychologicalscience.org, which they're trying to say, I don't know what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that if a guy's a jerk to everyone, he might still be sexist.
They're trying to say that sexism is masked by jerk behavior, and that you can be sexist and not be a jerk. But if you're a jerk to everyone,
yeah, but I mean, like,
so basically they're saying that the argument, I'm not sexist, I'm mean to everybody,
is not always
scientifically
valid.
Inaccurate.
Yes.
I mean, this is why I'm not racist, because I believe there's plenty of good reasons to hate everybody on an individual basis.
So you still could be racist.
I'm betting that's
just
the next.
Masculine too.
I'm betting that's the next research project. Someone somewhere right now has been given a lot of money to discover whether or not that's the case.
Government funding at its finest.
Right.
All right. Have we covered the topic?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Sure, why not?
All right. Because I want to move on. Since we're talking about individuals here, we're talking about, you know, the biggest jerk or thereabouts. And we talked about the Japanese guy, Rental-san, that you can rent a guy if you don't have any friends or you don't want your friends around, but you're still going to do something and don't want to appear like a loner, which is weird.
You need someone to drive you home from the bank after you've robbed it.
Dude, I do stuff by myself all the time. Like, I'm not afraid to, like, go see a movie alone.
I had never watched a movie alone until I paid for a movie pass, and then I, like, had to get my money's worth. And
yeah. And it was no big deal, right?
I mean, it was no big deal because I was paying for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
It's still a more enjoyable experience with someone.
Yeah, okay. But there are things you can enjoy without, like, there's nobody else to, like, steal your popcorn.
Yeah. Okay.
You can buy the appropriate size for yourself, even though they're, like, way too expensive.
It's large in the retail, man.
You can get, you know, butter on the whole thing instead of half. Yeah, that kind of thing.
I'm a jerk. I just put butter on the whole thing and you don't want to...
Are you sexist, too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go.
I've only gone to a movie with my buddies a few times.
Are you boring?
No. Maybe.
This from the University of Essex. World's most boring person discovered by researchers.
What a fun project that must have been.
I don't think it
More
was.
More government funding at its finest. What we really got to do, guys.
There are some really just insane government studies that shouldn't exist at all. There should be a study on government studies.
Mm-hmm. It started with one of the scientists going, like, my wife is so boring. And then the other guy goes, my wife is probably more boring.
Oh, yeah? Well, my wife is more boring than your
and
wife.
And then they went, you know what? We need to study this. And then, boom.
I got to admit, I'm honestly a little bit curious. What precisely did you use for a metric?
Yeah, how do you measure
to determine
boring?
That this person was definitely, calculably more boring?
Let's go to the article, shall we? The most boring person in the world has been revealed by University of Essex Research. And it is a religious data entry worker who likes watching TV and lives in a town. Could you be more vague?
Well, then you might figure out who it was, and they'd be interesting.
Let's meet our first contestant. They're from somewhere. They do something. Let's say hi.
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 And our other contestant, he's from somewhere. He does something, and he's, I don't know, whatever. We'll just go on to the article.
Oh, I should have pointed. I think he said the word.
No, he didn't.
Wasn't even looking.
Never again.
The study into the science of boredom has uncovered the jobs, characteristics, and hobbies. Hey, Richie, we're doing a show here.
Sorry.
Wake up. Sorry if I'm boring you.
I got the wrong guy.
Has uncovered the jobs, characteristics, and hobbies that are considered a stereotypical snooze. It's like you've read this article. After examining more than 500 people.
You need a point.
They examined a whole 500 people.
It's enough.
As long as they were all boring, I guess. Yeah. After
examining. Tolerate any more boring people than 500 boring people?
I mean, I can barely tolerate you guys. And you ain't boring, really.
We're entertaining.
That has nothing to do with us being boring, I assure you.
After examining more than 500 people across five experiments, researchers found the blandest jobs are seen as data analysis, accounting, cleaning, and banking. The paper published in Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin also discovered the dullest hobbies were seen to be religion. Religion a hobby? Watching TV, bird watching, and smoking. Smoking's a hobby. Yeah, I'm not really an addict. I'm just a hobby smoker.
I don't think you can get cigarettes at hobby shops.
Ooh. I wonder if you could reclassify them as a hobby and then get away with, like, smoking elsewhere.
On your insurance form?
Well, you know, like indoors, for example.
Okay.
Not that I'm a smoker now. I quit more than a decade ago, so whatever.
Back into that hobby.
Boring people were also perceived to shun large settlements to live in small cities and towns. Oh, large settlements is in, like, cities.
I want a large settlement.
I thought they were talking about lawsuits.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad they did the research to find out that cities are full of weirdos.
Led by the Department of Psychology's Dr. Wijand van Tiber, not a boring name, the research revealed that stereotypically boring people are generally disliked and avoided due to preconceptions. And?
Preconceptions? Or evidence?
well, what men's preconception.
Okay.
I don't know. And people
like,
may...
Hey, what do you do, Susan, on the weekend? Oh, I like to go birdwatching, smoke cigarettes.
This doesn't make any sense.
Is that preconception maculate?
An immaculate preconception?
No, the maculate preconception.
A premaculate.
How do you conceive of something before you conceive of it?
Well, when a thought loves another thought very much.
They might get together and become a couple thoughts. This next sentence says, and people may expect to be paid a minimum of £35 a day to spend time with them as a recompense.
So that's where Rendlesohn comes from.
He's a boring person.
He clearly was.
But he gets $85.
Okay.
So is he the most boring or the least boring?
I mean, part of his shtick was that he's so boring that it's like he's just a body there.
Right.
Like, you could take one of those, like, real dolls and be the same thing.
The study was launched to explore the stigma of perceived boredom and how it can impact perceptions. He said the irony is studying boredom is actually very interesting.
Catch 22.
I don't see how the study of...
It's paradoxical.
That seems helpful, actually, because, like, otherwise you're studying yourself, and that's dirty.
I mean, I guess we're talking about an article talking about boring.
It's very meta.
And it's, yeah, but is it interesting? Are we interesting? Is the article interesting?
Call in and let us know.
603-283-6160.
If you're awake.
Well, the economic theories I subscribe to show that you value doing what you're doing.
These papers show how persuasive perceptions of boredom are and what an impact this can have on people. Perceptions can change, but people may not take time to speak to those with boring jobs and hobbies, instead choosing to avoid them. They don't get a chance to prove people wrong and break these negative stereotypes. The very fact that people choose to avoid them can lead to social ostracization and increased loneliness, leading to a really negative impact on their lives. The study also showed that being perceived as boring likely conveys low competence and low interpersonal warmth. Those perceived as boring may thus be at greater risk of harm, addiction, and mental health issues.
Well, when you're classifying smoking as a hobby, it's the boredom, throw addiction in there, too.
You know what? This article's boring.
Okay. Moving on.
603-283-6160. Are you boring? Do you know somebody who's boring? Do you or somebody you love suffer from boredom, too? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. This is Sunday Night Edition. Hour number three is coming up.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.